St. John, chapter 21. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two more of his disciples were together. And Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." And they replied, "We'll come with you." They went out and got into the boat, but caught nothing all night. Today, the feast of St. Brendan, patron of southwest of Ireland, the area known as Kerry, is a time of great excitement for the people of that area. The famous Scottish poet Owen MacLeod from the island of Egg said that Ireland people were formed by the sea, that people from small islands and coastal areas were calm and placid. They were fickle and playful. They were wild and thunderous and cruel, just like the sea. And the whole legends of Brendan, was he really the first European to sail from Europe to America? The legends and the myths are lost in the fog and the mists of the North Sea and the North Atlantic. Although tremendous work has been done recently on the manuscripts that were written in the 8th, 9th, 10th century about this marvelous voyage. But I think it was only when the explorer Tim Severin made a boat a la mode Brendan, a leather boat, and equipped it with the accoutrements that Brendan furnished his boat with, that suddenly the whole thing became, I won't say a proved reality, but it certainly became a very real possibility that Brendan was the one who had traveled to America first from Europe. And all that's very exciting and very interesting. But for each one of us, I think there is a symbol in the life of Brendan and his navigations. We are all faced at times with placid and calm. We are all faced at times with thunderous violence as we make our way into God. I think that we pray as Brendan returned, founded his monastery, and lived in a prayerful union with God, that in spite of all the turbulence and turmoil of our lives, we too will find the peace and the tranquility and the serenity of Jesus Christ in our lives. May Brendan the Navigator help each one today.